the Sakim from the Kudus we saw last week. We're talking about the matzav HaKloli, supposed to be in the house, the kesher HaKloli there is between the parents and the children. We spoke about the two basic ingredients. There has to be a kesher of Ava and a kesher of Kavod. Talk about basic ingredients means that it has to be existing constantly. It has to be the stomach of the person. Again, the litmus test is when the son or the daughter thinks of the parent. What's the first image they have? It has to have parents who love them, who give them love, and mechabed them, respect them. And that builds, we saw there's a two koiches and nefesh in the person. Human being needs love. He needs love, he needs affection, he needs to be loved and cared for and nurtured. And he also needs kavod. He needs chashivas that gives him, that builds the roimimus, that builds his what we call dignity. And those are two things. Many times parents get confused. We'll find sometimes children, you hear a taina from a child and they say, I'm not worth anything to my parents. And the mother and the father will say, what? The mothers, they say, you know how much shopping I did for, you know much, you know what, you know. The answer is that's shopping and all these things that has to do with Ava maybe. It's connected to Ava. But did he ever feel important to you? You say, yeah, from the parent's side. What do you mean? He wasn't important. I was willing to spend tons of money for him. I mean, if he wasn't important, why wasn't I willing to spend money for him? That doesn't show that you respect his tzadik hashivas, the child's tzadik hashivas. It doesn't show that you respect the child's personality, you respect the child's personality, his opinion, his talents. Mela, the mamish could be such a thing that a child, you know, if a mother or the father thinks the mamish push it to them, they're showing the hashivas, and they never ever really were totally, truly mechabed the child. Two different sugyas, two different halakim. Weiter, last exam we touched on towards the end of the vada, a very, very, very yisoidus dik nekuda. We've been speaking the whole time about how much influence the chinuch of the children, how much the chinuch of the parents to the children, a mashpia on the makeup of the child, on who a child is. And we saw like eichanam dvar magim. It's not only an Indian from Kamas, the Mashpia Allah. So that in the basic layers, we call the foundations of a human being, that's the makom where the parent is Mashpia. Kemat in Kiyotze by this, but no one else can Mashpia, Bichiyai Gavna. It says, we all know there's a musik of a role model. I'm sure it's come up in life when you're counselors in camp. All the bachrim in yeshiva, the older bachrim in the base medrash, you got a shmuz in the yeshiva, the manal of the camp, how. You could be a role model. You know, these people could look up to you and how much you can mashpia. Most ifanim of ashpah, the pshat is, there's the bacher, there's the boy, and then there's metzias. You have Yankee over there, and he sees an older bacher in yeshiva. He wants this bar to be like him. It's a gvaldik ashpah. But we didn't make Yankee who he is. You have a bacher there, and there's the things he does in life. You could make major changes in him. You could make major impact. The parents, the ground floor of a human being is, most of the time the parents are involved in that pechina. Boimuk, we said, deep in the way it's brought out, is the child's own self-image is bad, some shaped by the parents. The self-image means the way you look at yourself, the way you get up in the morning, the way you start, who am I, what am I, what are my talents exactly, before I do anything with them, what am I? I'm a neat person, I'm a good person, I'm a bad person. Am I a respectable person? Am I a chashuv person? The parents are the one who create the self-image. More or less, the yachas of the parents to the children is that's the self-image. Hooray, for the formative years in life, first of all, in Bekamus, the parents are always there, and more than that, the parents have that mokum. The tzir of perfection, the tzir of what things are supposed to be, HaKadosh Baruch Hu putting children the way they look at the parents. So the tzir of who am I, that's also, not only how should a person daven, who am I? the son and the daughter look at themselves and they say, who am I? So obviously I'll read the vibes I get from my parents. Again, this doesn't have to be Dvar Mefarashim. You don't have to tell your child, I don't think you're worth anything, to not to feel like worth anything. If you never ever, whenever he's talking, you're always doing something else, you never give him the time of day, the message is that I'm not someone who's worth to hear what I have to say. So what's a self-image? I'm not something kosher. These are the two of the nekudas we saw last week, among other pratim. I want to be mamshich tonight, which is the third prat in the kesher klali that we have to, the third ingredient of the kesher klali that the parents have to. Well, be'etzem it's meishich shaychi to covet, but it's chelik shem b'fnei atzmei. And that's the musig we call imun. It's believing and trusting and having confidence in our children. What does this mean? What is it? Mizbate? Let's build the sugi a little bit. Is a klal gadol anytime that there's a process, before the beginning of the process, you need a tremendous amount of emunah. You need emunah. You need belief and you need faith. The Gemara in Shabbos Laman Aleph says emunah ze seidah zroim. In the six dharm, emunah sitecha, emunah ze seidah zroim. Zak tosfos b'shem Chazal. Any person who plants. When a person plants and a farmer plants, he has to be maimin b'chai lomim b'zareya. You're being mashkia a lot of effort. A person who plants, mashkia a lot of avodah zakarka. Sometimes there's also a lot of money involved, but more, there's a lot of tircha involved. How do you know anything's going to come out? You don't have anything that's here. Even when you build, it's better. You have most of the materials. You have the bricks. You have the cement. It's also not so simple. But at least you have everything that eventually is going to be standing. When you plant, the whole thing is b'shaft, it's kamat, it's a bechina of a garen there, and everything has to come out. The Teretz is you have to have emunah. There's no bigger tzir of, the biggest tzirim of Zriya in this world as a kid. He's a growth in process. He's a work in progress. Everything about the child is undeveloped. And we have a child over here, we have to be mashkia, tremendous amount of koiches. The first thing we need between ourselves before, this is not directly in the get to us saying tonight, but the first thing is we taka have to have belief. If we don't believe that this child could grow into a mature adult, an Eved Hashem who could be a person, a productive person, it's pasha not shy for us to give all the full koiches that we need to give to our children. But more than that, as they go on tonight, we have to give them belief. We have to give them trust and confidence. And again, there's going to be state bechinas, just like we spoke in the last 2 weeks. First of all, when we give them trust, it's going to affect, it's going to be mashpia on the klali, it's dika yachas that we have between them. When they look at us, and they'll hear words from us, and they'll hear commands, tzivuyim from us, they'll hear it from somebody who trusts them. And secondly, it's going to be, this itself is going to be something we're going to give over to our children. We're going to give the gift, or the bechina of what's called immune trust and confidence. We're going to get to that. What does this mean? What does this mean, immune? What is it, chalak from COVID? COVID is that I respect him. But there's another shayla. Do you give him trust? Let's break it down a little bit. We'll see as we go more. A child tells over. What happened today in yeshiva, what happened today in Gan, what happened to the fight with her friend. It's very easy not to believe a child. A child's not medayik. In kosher kains, I'm saying it a very lush and kal. Children push it very often to not tell exactly medayik the truth. We have to believe our children. We have to believe them. It's a very problematic thing, a parent who is choshed. A child, again, this is very hard because there's a lot of reasons not to believe him. But if we're choishid him or her, and constantly they feel that every single thing they say, we don't believe. The message is that you're not a person, you don't have any belief. You don't have any belief. We're going to talk about it. So what is the belief based on? We'll get to that. What's the belief based on? But chelik of emuna is on dvarm shel avar. Be'ikr, it's la'asiv, be'ikr. We have to show the child trust and confidence. Confidence, bitochen, we spoke about this last summer's mind, bitochen. Bitochen is always negeya, something la'osid. Bitochen is always something, we're talking about something that's not yet proved. It's not been proved that it could be done, and you're about to do something, and we don't know if it's going to be done the proper way. And the answer is something called bitochen. We have bitochen. We have confidence that it's going to be done the right way. Mitzad logic, bitochen doesn't have a mokum. You don't know it's going to be worked out good. You don't know it's going to be done the proper way. Oh, but there's something called bitochen. There's something called bitochen. There's something called bitochen. Yeah? Children, since they're so not worked out, they're not a worked out mitzvah, very often you don't trust them. You give a child $5 to go to get something at the store. You're counting, you know, you count the minutes. You're waiting to see what's going to happen. Do you ever give your children $5 and trust them that they're going to lose it? First of all, it's our logic. What's the chances that an 8-year-old is going to lose $5 on the way? Very good chance. Very good chance. Very good chance. Oh, but what's our job? To have confidence in it. And it's not only $5. It's tons of examples. We have to have confidence in them. We have to have trust in them to do chores in the house. We have to have trust in them as they're going on. If we send them to yeshiva, which we're not sure 100% he's holding by that, we'll see exactly what does that mean. It has to be in his ballpark. But we have to have trust that he's going to be matzliach there. Is it guaranteed yet? No, it's not guaranteed. That's what we call betoch. Guaranteed it wouldn't be betoch. But you have to have betoch. Let's see a little bit. See more of the Maisidic examples a little bit. But let's see a little bit where the mocker for this. In the Vadim, we've been going a bunch of times that we have to learn from our third shutif. It's us and our wives, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Shalosh Shutif Ba'odim. We have to learn how to be parents from the third shutif from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Halachta B'drachav also applies in this. In HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we find tremendously this idea that he has a Muna, he has a Muna in the Briyim, in the Briyas. Chazal say in Sifri of the Pasuk, Kel Emuna ve'ein Ovel Tzadik v'yosher hu. Kel Emuna, it's a nukshat, is going on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Emuna in the world. Shehemin ba'olam ubroi. Chazal, Sifri. He believed in the world and he created the world. That's what Chazal say. Kel Emuna means not only he is a Kel, we have Emuna in, he has Emuna. What does it mean? He has a Muna at this world that me and you live in. And there's so much Ra that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. He created Bechira. He created Zelu Mazel Salik. There's so much Ra. There's so much Midas Rois. HaKadosh Baruch Hu believed in this world that it could be Magia L'Tachlisoi. Maria HaKadosh Baruch Hu invested Kav Yochal, obviously. Mitzidoy Yazborach does nothing it takes out of her. Mitzidenu. We have a huge world, Hamoyim Briyash, that ain't Tachlis. How much was put into this world? HaKadosh Baruch Hu believes in this world. Most of humanity doesn't believe in this world. Most of humanity doesn't. My Muzger. In the parashas, we're going to be meeting up to Avoid the Zorah Baal Par. It's one of the Mahalchim in Avoid the Zorah Baal Par. And the Zorah based on that this world is a world that breaks down nothing in this world as it goes weiter. Everything in this world is ultimately as nifsad. That's what this world's about. This world doesn't have any mahalach. Everything eventually breaks down. Nothing really, at the end of the day, is built in the proper way. Then avoid the zora out of that. But go around, look in the world, how much sarcasm, how much pessimism there is, how much cynicism there is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu believed in the world. It's risky. How do I know again HaKadosh Baruch Hu believed in the world? Where's the riot? There it is. Shebroi. He invested in the world. He kaviyochel put all his koichas and nefesh. Koichas. That he created in this world. Koichas. He put it on the line. Abahem and Ba'ilam Abroi. Mavol b'taychis up. That's what it means. The pasuk we say at the end of Mizmor L'Soida. Ad dor v'dor emunosai. That Amuna wasn't in only Sheis Mei Bereishis. Every single new generation, you know, gets only worse, every generation. Kadosh Baruch Hu continues, Machal Kel Chaim Mechesed, continues to run the world. And that's an ejection of belief that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has in us. Let's just stop. Does anyone here believe I'm going to get out of Corona? Does anyone here believe that the world's going to come out? I don't believe it. I don't see it. I have no idea how, based on what's going on, I have no idea how we could get at it. I don't mean the Tzmitzis. I mean all the problems, all the things that came into the fore. But logically, Eibishter believes a lot more than me. Eibishter believes. Eibishter believes that we could have an Olam HaMetukin Ador HaShalim. Our, I was to say this, I'm a messed up Dar, a messed up Dar, that can't even begin to explain how many ways HaKadosh Baruch Hu continues to believe and have confidence that it could be a Dar B'Shleimus. That's the Eibishter. And the Eibishter does this, obviously, why is he give Emuna? Because if not, we'll never get to Emuna. The only way I could get to a Bissel Emuna, and I remind myself when I get down and I start losing hope in myself and humanity, I say, if the Eibishter believes in us, then obviously, Nisam Pela Odom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu believes in us, we could do it. We, as parents, have to learn from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A parent, and one of the basic things and traits of a parent is he has to believe in his child. He has to believe in his child. Someone who raises a child is called an Oimein. So Bamidbar, Moshe Rabbeinu was called, he says, Kashi Yisa Oimein Esa Yoinek. He comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he says, did I give birth to Klal Yisrael that I have to Kashi Yisa Oimein Esa Yoinek? Mordechai is called, Mordechai raised Esther, it's called Ayi Oimein Esa Dasa. Mordechai is called an Oimein. One of the words for someone who rears a child is called an Oimein. An Oimein, if that obviously, if that's the name, it's obviously one of the basic features, the Mahus is supposed to be, of someone who raises somebody that he has to have, he has to implant trust in the child. He has to implant trust in the child. What does it mean to implant trust in the child? It means be'ikr. Be'ikr. When you plant trust is, when it's not risky, there's no trust. When you invest, and the child knows you invest. When you show them you're willing to put something on the line, when you put something on the line, that is the biggest statement of confidence and trust. Going back to the Eibishter, there's a word. The Veld says, Makar is from the Sifri, it's Aldera Sifri. In the Pasuk we say, Pasuk and Tefillah, we say, that we say, that we, oh, at the beginning of the day, every day, Moida'ani lefonecha melechai v'kayom, shechazar tabi nishmosi, chem lo rabba emunasecha. What does it mean, rabba emunasecha? So again, the Pasuk Shad is, it's going, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, someone you can have belief in. But there's another chapter based on the Sifri. Rabba Munasecha means the amount of Emuna that HaKadosh Baruch Hu injects in us. Shtel sich for. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes an Neshama El Yayna every single day. What's a Neshama? A Neshama is a little bit of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A Neshama is a little bit of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What does that mean? What does that mean? That means me and you. Zevi, you represent HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're carrying around the shtickle neshama. Will you do the way you act to your wife, the way you go out in the streets, you reflect on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You reflect on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Do you know what an Nisoyin it is? I've had this done, I tried it. Even give over somebody to write your own Chidushim. Say, you could write over the way you understand my Chidushim and put my name on it. And put my name on it. And I'm going to trust you. I'm not going to check every single word. If you check the word, you don't trust him. I'm going to trust you. Try to do that. The Eibishter takes an Shishmas. I always said it. It's a Boshe Eli came over to somebody and he said, I'm going to give you write over Chedush Boshe on Bam Metziah. I'm not going to check it. You wrote the Shir, however, you could publish it in Gantz, sell it there to Israel in Lakewood. Chedush Boshe on Bam Metziah. Kafi, you're Havana Kafi. Is there any bigger boost of confidence? The person who stumbled becomes a godlother. Moshe believes in me. Obviously, I have grace of Jesus. Every year is supposed to wake up every morning with this. It's an miracle, but now there's a mayim. I'm Muslim. It's not our sugid. But the nekuda is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's taking a risk. He's taking a risk. Lamaisa, there are many yidden who don't reflect HaKadosh Baruch Hu's neshama in the best way. Ma'abriyos, oymus alav. Oy loy leploini. Oy le rabbi shalim doy Torah. Someone has a shalom z'machal l'shem shamayim. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu invests and believes in every single yid. We have the bechira if we're going to live up to that amun that he has in us. We have to have confidence in our children. And yes, believe me, you guys, I hope my parents, it only gets harder and harder. They're not worked out, and you have to have confidence in them in higher things. You have to be'etzem them totally, really. Confidence has to come from somewhere. You can't have confidence if you don't really believe in them. If you don't believe this child who the last 10 times lost 5 shekel on the way is going to eventually do it, so then you're not going to trust him. But yeah, he's going to be able to do it. If you don't believe that your kid could lane the whole parsha, and if you're going to put him in front of the shul that you're in, he's going to look like a fool, and you're going to look like also an idiot because your son, who you're supposed to teach the parsha, didn't do it, then you're not going to put him there, right? There's unending amount of... If you leave your little kid at home to watch the baby, it's a pachad. The mother has a pachad. Now, my mom, I said before, when we're talking about confidence, obviously we're talking about confidence is always letting a person do something he's holding the next step to do. You don't send a kid to yeshiva, that's 50 times the hell of his level, and say, I have confidence in him. He's not holding it. The point is bitochet is always be something that the person didn't do yet, has not proved to have done yet. Already, if you proved it, it's not bitochet. But he's holding close to that. When your child is holding in the parsh of watching the younger baby. There's no shaykhis. But yemaisa, you're not certain. It's not so clear. It's a little bachad. Yeah, you have to go give him or her. You have to give him the boost of confidence, the vote of confidence. You give them a time. You set up yourself. That's trust and confidence. This is, first of all, like we go back to the two dinim we keep on talking about. First of all, a parent who trusts me. So again, it changes the mapech on the whole relationship. It's a new level of respect. It's more than respect. It's a different akud than respect. He not only is machshir me, he trusts me. He trusts me. He has confidence in me. And also, and this I want to be marich now for a little bit, mitzat atzmai, it is the most important, one of the most important, it is from the most important gifts and come out of necessity that you have to give your children. Besides the whole hashpah, the makuda of trust, of confidence, is something that is chiyuni, is vital. It's pikuach nefashis, aleph, and is also kalita godless. We could be mashpia how much godless the child has. Pirush advarim. Today, it's very commonly, we talk about these terms, we talk about self-esteem and self-confidence. When we spoke about the last 2 weeks, there's a basic happiness that comes from the Ava that you gave him. And there's this basic something called self-esteem. Self-esteem means self-respect. Self-esteem is something that has to do with a person. Does a person feel like a dignified, a high person? Am I going to do a pachas dik aver? I'm going to look at something that doesn't, it's not matim me. That's self-esteem. Self-confidence is a different akuda. It's a totally different akuda. It's a totally different word, and it's not enough to have self-esteem. Self-confidence has to do, same sugya, it's two applications. The sugya just said before. We're talking about tonight. A person in life, many, many, many times will find himself in a matziv where he has to do something where he does not yet prove that he can do it. Remember the first time you ride a bike? Agav, I don't know how to ride a bike. But most of them, I think, learned how to ride a bike. And when you learn how to ride a bike, for the first time you're doing something that Pashut, you didn't know how to do yet. You rode with the training wheels, and then you start taking off the training wheels. Where does it start from? How do I have the risk? How do I have the azas to go and start riding the bike? I might fall. How do I do without the training wheel? Where does it come to? It's something called bitach. Tochanatzmi. It's a basic feature that a person's supposed to have, koyach, koyachas, and nefesh, that he could believe and he has confidence. I've done other things before, and I'm stomach other things I didn't know I didn't do, and I was able to do it. If I have confidence, I'm going to do it. There's riding a bike, there's swimming, but then there's a lot of much bigger things. Eventually, there's driving, that's not such a big thing. You go to a new school on the first day, whether it's the nursery, whether it's beginning cheder, whether it's high school based medrash, is even harder. It's a new yeshiva. You go in, the person can be nervous wreck. You're not familiar. You're not used to the place. You're not here. How am I going to work it out? My old friends, I don't know anybody here. I'm not used to this level of learning. Eventually, you guys all passed this already, but your kids are going to have to get married. Where does someone have a bitachon to get married? Where do you have the azaz? Where does a 22-year-old have the azaz to go into the chuppah, to take responsibility for a wife? As Hashem, next day I'm going to get up in a house with a strange lady. Not in my own house. What's going to happen? I'm going to be living together all ourselves. We have to work out all our problems. It has to do with what's called confidence. It has to do with confidence. V'chulei, v'chulei. To have children itself. To have children. To have children, a person needs to have bitachon in his ability to have children. To rear children, to raise children. Where does bitachon come from? So the answer is, it comes from be'etzem, the ability for that child, the child, when b'tochen comes, b'tochen atzmi, confidence comes from, for the person himself tasted the ability to do things in life, when he tried to do something and he was successful. When he tried as a child to do things that he was feared of, and he went and he did it and he was successful, he builds up his b'tochen atzmi. Oh, but where does that come from? Why do some children be able to try things and able to do things and then succeed? I ain't what we spoke about last week. The answer is totally how much confidence the parents have. Weird again. Why is sometimes Yankee more believe in himself? The answer is because his parents, Yankee's parents, whenever it came to any question at home, anything, could you watch the child? Could you go to the store for five, with $5? Could you not? They believed in him. Why did they believe in him? It was approved. He knows well and well. He also knows that you don't know for sure I'm not going to lose the $5. The answer is the parents injected it in and planted it in Metzias. And Metzias called Betochen. The parents had Betochen in him. The parents had trusted. But if you're like most parents, myself included, I'm telling you, it's very hard. We don't realize. The kids are talking not trusted. My daughter comes and I ask her, and did you do this like I told you? And did you do this like I told you? And did you do this like I told you? We don't realize. We What's it called in English? Interrogate them. We interrogate. We don't trust Bechal. We don't trust Bechal. Because the Taka not worked out in Metzias. And we do things a lot 100% better than them. We say, did you do this? Like this? Oh, but what are we teaching them? We're teaching them that they can't. We have to be show yourself bitachin in them. Without this, so a person is a weak person. He's met with many junctions in life. There are small things and the bigger things. Decision making. Most decision-making, which Agav, the Olam is very, very bad at, very bad at, very bad, and that's why people are asking so many questions. Today, people can't make decisions. We've never had so many people asking so many questions in so many years, including in Chinuch. But decision-making, there are going to be times you're not going to be able to ask a question in prison. You have to make a decision yourself. How much? It's totally in Amidukul B'tochen. It's totally in B'tochen. It's totally in how much. Be talking of itself. I'm not saying you can never ask. Of course you could ask, but there's sometimes you have to be able to make a decision. And a decision involves risk. Yes, it involves risk. Yeah, that's where betachin comes in. I'm not mentioning HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this whole, obviously, every betachin comes from that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created me and I should have betachin. But a kid has to see that. A kid has to see that. He can't come with him from if he never, ever, his parents, as a kid, he never had a boost of confidence. They never injected him. They never placed in him confidence. When you place in a child confidence, and the more confidence is good, the more money you invest, the more koichas nefesh you invest. So first of all, you give your child the basic confidence, basic bitachon. And then there's what's called gadlus of bitachon. And this is a soyed, awesome in understanding people. But in this, come on, it's pretty boring. That the more a person with confidence could do anything. There's basic confidence that people are unhealthy, not confidence. And there's people who have extra confidence. Those are the leaders. Those are the people come with shashivas. Those are the first people to take on the class project or something in camp. Those are the people who have extra confidence. I'm going to write a sefer. I'm going to finish Bar Mitzvah 7 times. I'm going to write a kuntres. I'm going to be able to take on, even though my wife is not the easiest person, but I'm going to I'm gonna take it on, no problem, I'm gonna do it. The other way around with the wife or the husband. And these are the people who, chas v'shalom, a person shouldn't have this concern, but he has a, all of a sudden, born with a special kid. Some kids full of people are fine, some people say, no, I'm gonna do it, this is gonna be, I'm gonna. Where does that extra confidence go? The answer is their parents gave him extra confidence. Okay. I'm saying it sharp, obviously it's not always like that in life. There are times a person can build his own self-confidence, but we're talking about b'der klal. B'der klal, when you gave your child extra confidence, you gave your child extra confidence, you're always pushing him. Again, not too much, you can't be pushed too much. Too much is, but within his realm, you always were behind him, like 100%. Every time he was a little bit misupik, every time he was a little bit, Dad, do you really think I should go for the contest? Yeah, Avada, go. I'll give you, you have, of course, $100 to enter the contest. Go for it. You really think I should be part of the Masmidim program afterwards? You know, I'm not sure I could do it. You're, without a flinch, you're behind him. If you're putting the more confidence you put in the child, he has more self-confidence. Again, and this is something a parent could do. You make, like we started tonight, you make your child's self-image. That's what it is. That is what it is. He reads from you. This is the sugya of emun. Firo is the very famous, and this is famous word from Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Kamenetsky, the famous Yaakov. So Rabbi Yaakov says that he's talking about Parashat Shmos. It's gebracht in Halalach, in your day, that although when you feed a child milk from a mother's milk, although in Ikra Din you could feed Goyish milk, you could feed milk from a Goyish milk. It's not treif. When it's brought down, you're not supposed to. You're not supposed to bring mother's milk. Why? We learn now from Moshe Rabbeinu, and Moshe Rabbeinu didn't drink the challah from the mitzvahs. Why? State Chazal, why? It says Pesha Osir L'Davar Mashchina. Pesha Osir L'Davar Mashchina. So he's gonna take from Chol of Mitzvahs. So you do Rabbi Yaakov asked. Very nice. Moshe Rabbeinu, Pesha Osir L'Davar Mashchina. Pesha Osir L'Davar Mashchina. What does that have to do with mine and your kids? How many people Osir L'Davar Mashchina? Zok Rabbi Yaakov, Shteta Yisoid. Shteta Yisoid as Chinuch. We have to mechanech every child as if he could be the leader of Klal Yisrael. L'darkeinu, what does that mean? So some people take this, that means they start from day one, they hang up a sign, they put pressure on the kid, oh, you have to go chveisnish to the best. They put pressure on the kid, you have to be the next Moshe Rabbeinu. It doesn't mean that. It means we have to believe that our child, it means we have to believe that a child could become a shleimus. He could become a leader. He could become a biggest person, a bigger person. If we believe that, we're going to put different trust and confidence in our children. And we have to know this nekuda I keep on mentioning tonight. And I just want to talk to the ladies, they get nervous. I'm like, how do you know? The answer is, when you have confidence, it works. It's not shaykh, it doesn't work. If you're going to have confidence, it's going to work. It might take a few times. But when a person has confidence and you put confidence in your children, eventually it's going to have a shabbat. It has to start from somewhere, just like you got on the bike. Where does it start? Catch one thing. You're gonna fall. Or you're not gonna fall. You're not. Well, you got on the bike. You're not sure you're not gonna fall. Where does it start from? How do you get on the bike the first time? If we're gonna give them confidence, if we're gonna be shoysel them with the muna, this is the muna they're gonna have. We have to go. We have to be an oimin. Bez Hashem, the oimin that we do, they're gonna have the muna they're gonna have in themselves.